Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 today, verses 16 through 27. 2 Corinthians 11, 16 through 27. Paul goes on and says, I repeat, let no one think me foolish, but even if you do, accept me as a fool, so that I too may boast a little. What I'm saying with this boastful confidence, I say not as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many boast according to the flesh, I too will boast. For you gladly bear with fools, being wise yourselves. For you bear it if someone makes slaves of you, or devours you, or takes advantage of you, or puts on airs, or strikes you in the face. To my shame, I must say, we were too weak for that. But whatever anyone else dares to boast of, I'm speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they offspring of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I'm a better one. I'm talking like a madman, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes, less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys and in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food and hunger, and in cold and thirst and exposure. This is interesting. When other apostles were bragging on their strengths, Paul bragged on his struggles, his hardships, and his weaknesses. Now, as he even starts this section, he goes, I'm being silly to even do this. They want to impress you with all that they have and all they've done, and they want to compare. Well, let's compare. And then Paul goes on and lists near death so many times. 5 times he received the beating of the Jews, the 40 lashes minus one, or the 39 lashes. 3 times he was beaten with rods. He was stoned once. He was shipwrecked 3 times. One of those shipwrecks, he was a night and a day at sea. He's been imprisoned. He's been in danger in the city, in the wilderness. He goes on and on. And he lists all the hardships that he went through. Folks, the Bible actually says very clearly that those of us who are going to be like Jesus are going to be willing to lay down our lives for the sake of Christ and for the sake of each other. In Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he's in the form of God, he didn't count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, because of this, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Paul says here, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Even though he was God, he didn't take equality with God something to be grasped, but he humbled himself and he took the role of a servant. And he not only died on our behalf, he died in the most horrific way, death on a cross. And in the verses just prior to that, Paul had just said to us this. So chapter 2, verses 1 and following, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you not only look only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. That isn't what these false apostles were doing. These quote-unquote super apostles, they were coming in and they were impressive. They were flashing their money. They were impressive in their speech. And they were putting Paul and others down and comparing themselves and say, look at us, we're more than they are. And people were getting sucked into following them instead of Christ. Paul said, you want to compare? Look at my life. And Paul listed his sacrifices for the kingdom. Again, Don't try to impress people with all that you do. Impress them with how you've given your life for Jesus. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.